Hey guys, on this episode of the Hive With Us podcast, we want to talk about entrepreneurship and mental health. I may or may not cry in this video because this is something that really, really hits me very, very hard. And then if you know me personally, then you know that some things have happened in my life, like a lot of people. And if I bring it up, like, ow, I might shed some tears. So this is something that I hold very near and dear to my heart. This is why I'm not afraid to openly talk about this stuff, because I do feel like a macho man. You know what I mean? Like Randy Savage. I feel like I'm one of the strengths of my family for other people. I've always stood up for other people, bullies. So this is something...
It's a leader's like responsibility.
I'm not afraid to be vulnerable in this area, because somebody will be like, I don't want anybody to see I'm not strong. Therefore, I'm not going to cry. And it's like, I'll cry and then whoop your ass. Because this is something that... I've been around this. I feel like I've been around this, like, you know, in my family, members of my immediate family, going through some mental health things and us, like, weathering the storm together as a family.
Yeah.
So now when I see, like, my real estate friends and other people going through this, I'm, man, like, I feel like I know how to address this. I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose anybody. But I feel like I'm familiar enough with the topic to see when somebody's in some kind of trouble. And then I try to reach out to them, like, hey, dude, you seem super, super stressed. You sound short of breath. Like, if I was you, I'd try to do some kind of release. Like, this should not be happening the way that it's happening. And then sometimes somebody needs to hear that. I send out text today. I read it to you.
Yeah.
Very long text. Like, one of our friends in the business, I'm like, man, I wish that you were in a better state of mind, and I think you deserve it. And I just told him I love him, you know, like, I really love you, is what I said in the text. And I was like, I want things to be better for you, and I think God does too. So this is something that we need to stop being ashamed about in the real estate community, and really have each other's back. If you say you're my friend, I expect you to have my back until the death, and then I will have the same for you.
So what I want to say about this is, I think everybody goes through this in different
levels. People are afraid to talk about it. They're embarrassed to talk about it.
Levels and phases. And yeah. I had a conversation on a podcast, and he wasn't there. But if you check out an episode, I'll put the link to it under this video. But we covered a lot of this vulnerable stuff, and he lost it all in 2008. And we're kind of covering it. I didn't bring it up or anything. It kind of just came up, and it was on his mind, and we had talked about it. So... he was having, like, suicidal thoughts and depression during that time because he was under a lot of pressure. And I think a lot of people, there's, like, different levels of pressure. And if you've never felt it before, it feels unbearable. Like, it feels unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been through levels of pressure.
That
have been unbearable. But in hindsight... I built up a tolerance. You understand that these moments in time that are, they may be unbearable at the moment, they know that those times pass. And that's what I've grown through, going through stuff like this myself. And I've only been doing this, I've been an entrepreneur for 6 years. Anthony, you're coming on like 17 years.
100 years.
So... I think the more you you do this longer, you go through different ebbs and flows. Like, I always think of, like, Elon Musk when he sold PayPal. He reinvested all the money he just made into the next business, and he was living on somebody's couch. And I'm sure there was a lot of pressure at that moment.
Dang, I'm embarrassing myself. I just made all that money, and now I can't even help you buy milk.
Exactly. So there's a lot of pressure. Like, we... almost like intentionally put on ourselves just to get to the next level. And sometimes it's accidental where you just think you're doing the right thing and it wasn't. And you have to deal through implications of it.
Now you got to eat this.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of... It's okay to fail. It's okay to feel that pain and distress. But know that it's going to pass.
I think something that I talked about this a lot, and probably a lot of videos and personally off camera... if you're going to endure that amount of pain and suffering, and you're going to be able to, like, put your body through that stress, then you should train your nervous system, right? And there's two ways for you to get here. There's only two vehicles for you to get here. One is through a lot of stress. And now your nervous system knows how to burn a million megawatts of energy without frying and dying of a heart attack, right?
Yeah.
That's the first way. And then the second way is for you to voluntarily put yourself through that amount of stress. So that's why exercise like CrossFit, biking 10 miles, 20 miles, like you're like, so this is what a big mental and business breakthrough for me when I started doing CrossFit, you know, many years ago. And I take off a year, I take off 6 months. I'm not saying I do it three times a day. But you're like, you're getting to the point where you're so out of breath and your body's in so much pain. You're like, hey, if I pick up this bar again, I'm going to die. There's a very high probability that I'm going to drop dead, right? I'm going to lift it up. My heart's going to pop. I'm going to run out of breath. Poof, I collapse. I'm dead. And I'm on the news. Guy dies at CrossFit, right? So you're having all these thoughts like, this next rep is the one that makes my heart explode. And then you're like having these negotiations with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, man.
Should I stop?
I'll be embarrassed. People are going to look at me if I go sit down right over there by the windows. And I feel ashamed. Like, that girl's still going. Like, man, damn it. Whew, man, damn. I should just really go sit down, you know, and then tomorrow I'll come back and I'll tell them, like, I didn't feel good. And I'm like, whew. When you see everybody's still going, you're like, man, if you pick it up, you're going to die, Anthony. And I'm like, oh, man, right? If you pick it up, if you pick the bar up, you're going to die. And you're like, I'm going to do it anyway. You look at the clock, like, there's only 36 seconds left. Oh, bam, and you pick it back up. Like, oh, damn, you were willing to risk death to get 17 more reps. So when you do that to your own self, then when you're in business, like, everything seems very, very easy. Mm-hmm. Because, like, no matter what, at the end of this exchange, I'm not going to die, no matter what.
Yeah.
But if you're not willing to put yourself through that type of abuse, that neurological abuse, you can't take it with you to the next level. So this is why I really, really am a big proponent of exercise, diet, nutrition, you know, intense physical activity. No matter what, F the diet will be second. The intense activity is first, and then the diet, and then we can build from there.
It's like a release of that pressure.
You need the oxygen. You need that. You need the expelling of carbon dioxide. You know, there's a lot that happens when you have intense physical exercise, and then the mental and the spiritual and the everything else breakthrough. But you can't avoid it, and also you can't replace it, right?
Yeah. You gotta do the things that help you do better and take your mind off of it.
This is something we talked about. We've had this conversation a lot. I said, dude, if we're about to become financially where we thought we were or we think we are, we need to get our bodies in shape. We need to be around for a long time. We have a lot of responsibility. Like, even if it costs us everything, we need to get in shape. We need to be camera ready. You know, we've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
And we hold each other accountable.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is finding a significant other. Sometimes it's your spouse, sometimes it's your friend, sometimes it's another entrepreneur in the same space as you. One thing that helps, I think, us get through a lot of this stuff is somebody's already been through it. Somebody's already been through the pain that's unbearable that you can't overcome. Somebody's already been through it. So if you seek advice from counselors, they can usually help you overcome this current desperation.
So if you hear the word counselor, you think automatically like of somebody with a license that works at the hospital or works at the college, you know, something like that. But a counselor can be anybody. It can be you. It can be him. He counseled me a little bit today.
It can be a stranger.
And there's this saying, I don't know where it comes from, I'm the best at ruining things. Shout out to me. It says something like, make war with many counselors. And that means, like, if you're going to go and we're going to go attack, you know, DFW, and we're going to go fight Clint Turner, we need to know, like, hey, how many tanks, how many airplanes, how many helicopters? Yeah. And so you have to make war with many counselors, right? So the same thing. If you're emotionally distraught, why is it embarrassing for me to call Eric and say, dude, when I saw you this weekend, you were in an awesome mood. How can I duplicate that in my life? What do you normally eat? What is your diet like? He's like, dude, I eat a lot of red meat, lots of fat, but also lots of veggies, lots of berries. And I'm like, dang, dang, dang. He puts me on game. And now I feel like I'm able to deal with stress better because he put me on.
Yeah.
So make war with many counselors.
Yeah.
So that's it, guys. If you're struggling mentally, if you're having problems, if something's hurting you in your business and you just feel like, dang, we don't know who to talk to, we're not experts. You know, consult a doctor and an attorney and everybody else. But if you ever want to just call us and be like, hey, man, I think the same thing. I've been feeling like this, I've been feeling like that. Like, damn, fool, I should feel like that too. And I started doing pull-ups. Like, we're trying to help you, man. It's just who we are. We're just like, every call when you hit us up doesn't have to be about business. Like, if you're in a dark spot, we've both been through some things, and we're willing to give back, we're willing to help.
Yeah, you're not alone. We've all been there.
That's the whole point of the video. That was good. That's a good video.
And we'll
video.
Be there again.
We're always going to be here. As long as God wants us. But then he's like, hey, I need to talk to you. You see me on black and white photos. I'm here to help until that day. Yeah. Hey, my hat looks like this in the picture. I already gone to the next place.